2790.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jim Taylor. Travel Awaits, a travel website highlighting small towns and unique experiences, named two Kansas towns in its list of 14 best small towns to visit in the United States. Coming in at number one on the list is Abilene, Kansas. Lindsberg, Kansas came in at number five on Travel Awaits list, nicknamed Little Sweden since around a third of its 3,500 residents are of Swedish descent. And the annual Liberals Night Out event is scheduled for Friday, June 30th at Light Park.
It's a community event with food, booths, vendors, games, and prizes. The exciting news this year is the addition of two types of booths: basic, for businesses to promote their services and interact with the community, and vendor booths for individuals to sell their items. This offers an opportunity for small businesses to gain exposure and even make some money at the event. I'm JP Bazette.
This is Kansas Information Network News.
Injury, illness, COVID, substance use, or mental health concerns? There are many reasons Kansans leave their jobs. Thanks to a coordinated care team, you could be eligible to receive the tools and strategies needed to stay at work or return to work after an injury or illness and reap the rewards that come from meaningful employment. RetainWorks is funded by the U.S. Department of Labor and the Social Security Administration. Visit RetainWorks.org for more information.
Hey guys, it's me, Isabella Gomez, filling in for Smokey Bear because he's got more to say than just...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Like, if you're outside enjoying a barbecue, don't let a hamburger distract you from fire safety. Make sure you aren't dumping your hot coals or ashes onto the ground because that could start a wildfire. So take wildfire prevention seriously and let's save the world one day at a time. Juntos con Smokey Bear, podemos hacerlo. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester...
Good afternoon, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. U.S. Senator Jerry Moran of Kansas urged the U.S. Department of Commerce to rely on accurate data to target federal funding at Kansas's last place ranking on average internet download speed. The Kansas Republican said improving the state's access to high-quality broadband would benefit up to 1 million Kansans, especially rural residents, who live without access to the kind of digital connections that are important for personal business, education, and health. Moran said in a letter to Gina Raimondo, the Secretary of the U.S. Commerce Department, that a recent broadband quality study indicated Kansas was last in terms of average download speed and trailed by wide margins to the speeds available in Colorado, Nebraska, Oklahoma, and Missouri. Kansas ranked 51st among all states and the District of Columbia in download speed, which was among key determinants of quality broadband delivery. And it's important to Kansans because data-intensive consumer and business internet applications were undermined by mediocre download speeds. Governor Kelly has emphasized broadband expansion in Kansas by targeting state and federal investments to improve connectivity. In early May, she directed $30 million in competitive funding through the Lasting Infrastructure and Network Connectivity, or LINC, program to add infrastructure useful for homes and businesses. The goal of LINC is to reduce the cost of internet service, increase its availability, and improve performance for users. Eligible entities include internet service providers, political subdivisions, tribal governments, cooperatives, and nonprofit organizations. In Moran's letter to the U.S. Commerce Secretary, he recommended the federal government rely on accurate state-by-state data to allocate resources through the Broadband Equity Access and Deployment Program. The Kansas Farmers Union continued its Summer Food Safety and Security Farm Tour series on Wednesday, May 24th, and this is the first time the Kansas Farmers Union included food security as a focus in its summer tour. They're looking at how farmers are addressing the need for healthy food. Kansas Farmers Union Executive Director Nick Lewandowski stated that Kansas is often thought of as an island because we have to bring so much of our food in, which we do, but Kansas used to be a major producer of fruits and vegetables. Growers and producers are traveling the state to learn how farmers are trying to help, and the Kansas Farmers Union said the tour gives people a chance to think about where their food comes from. The goal is to ramp up food production so farmers can make an equitable wage and keep food costs low. The Kansas Farmers Union said it's working closely with those on the federal level as the Farm Bill expires in September, and they're hoping one of the things insured is food security. The The Kansas Department of Health and Environment and the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks have issued a public health advisory update due to blue-green algae. That includes Norton Lake in Norton County, which is under a blue-green algae warning. A warning status indicates that conditions are unsafe for human and pet exposure, and contact with the water body should be avoided. And when a warning is issued, the Kansas Department of Health and Environment recommends precautions to be taken that include that signage should be posted at all public access locations, inhalation of spray or aerosols may be harmful, lake water is not safe to drink for pets or livestock, lake water, regardless of the blue-green algae status, should never be consumed by humans, water contact should be avoided, fish may be eaten if they are rinsed with clean water and only the fillet portion is consumed while all other parts are discarded. Do not allow your pets to eat dried algae. If the lake water contacts your skin, you need to wash with clean water as soon as possible and avoid areas of visible algae accumulation. For more information on blue-green algae and reporting potential harmful algae blooms, you can visit kdhe.ks.gov/HAB. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
In order to take care of others, begin by taking care of yourself. Norton Medical Clinic is here to get you started on the right path. If you are a Medicare patient, it's important to schedule your yearly wellness visit with your primary care provider. This appointment includes routine measurements, reviewing your medical history and current prescriptions, along with personalized health advice and advanced care planning. Make yourself and your loved ones a priority and schedule an appointment today. Our providers at Norton Medical Clinic look forward to serving you through all stages of life.
As Mental Health Awareness Month comes to an end, the Kansas Department of Agriculture reminds all those in the Kansas agriculture community that mental health needs to be a priority all year round. As farmers and ranchers face unavoidable pressure from the daily challenges that are part of agriculture, from unpredictable weather to fluctuations in commodity market prices, added stress can be difficult to manage. Several years ago, the Kansas Department of Agriculture, along with several Kansas Ag partners, developed a website to provide resources and support to those dealing with ag-related stress. The website can be found at kansasagstress.org. The website serves as a resource for those struggling with issues ranging from mental health, anxiety and suicide, to substance abuse and food insecurity. Visitors will also find information regarding financial counseling, legal assistance, disaster recovery, and much more. And as more tools are developed and become available, this website continues to be updated and serves as a hub of current information and resources. For example, the Kansas Department of Agriculture collaborated with Kansas Corn to add a section of mental health providers with agriculture-specific experience called AgAware. KansasAgStress.org features resources and support for every member of the family, from teens to aging adults. Unique resources are also available to assist the farmers, veterans, who face the issues that come with farming, along with the possible challenges of being a military veteran. The Kansas Department of Agriculture in the state of Kansas is committed to serving Kansas farmers, ranchers, agribusinesses, and the customers they serve. Together with their partners, they've made it a priority to provide support and assistance to Kansans battling ag-related stress and mental health struggles. The Norton County Community Foundation awarded $14,671.50 in the April grant cycle, and the funds were part of the Dane G. Hansen Community Grant Fund, which offers financial support to qualifying and deserving projects and programs in Northwest Kansas. The grant fund supported Developmental Services of Northwest Kansas, which received $2,171.50 for technology upgrades, Girl Scouts of Kansas Heartland Incorporated, which received $4,000 for the Girl Scout Convention in Orlando, K-State Research and Extension, Twin Creeks District, received $500 for an invasive plant cedar tree roundup program, Norton County Health Department received $2,500 for a spot vision screener, and USD 211 received $5,500 for the JAG-K program. The guidelines and application for the Hansen Community Grant can be found on the Norton County Community Foundation's website at nortonccf.org. The applications are due the last day of the month to be considered for the next month's funding, and for more information, you can contact Bethany Shirk at 785-874-5106 or email Bethany at nortonccf.org or you can visit the Norton County Community Foundation office at the Heaton Building in downtown Norton, located at 112 South Kansas Street. Navigating the health insurance marketplace is no easy task. Whether you have recently lost coverage, are looking for a new plan, or are getting health insurance for the first time, it's important to do your homework. Kansas Insurance Commissioner Vicki Schmidt encourages Kansans that are in the market for health insurance to do their due diligence before choosing a plan. Schmidt said to be sure to consult the department's health insurance shopper's guide before you start shopping. And a few questions to ask yourself include, is the plan with the lowest premium really the most affordable? What is the deductible? And are you prepared to pay the full cost for service until it's reached? And is the person and their insurance company trying to sell you insurance licensed in Kansas? If you have questions while shopping for health insurance, you can contact the Kansas Insurance Department's Consumer Assistance Division toll-free at 1-800-432-2484. You can email kid.commissioner@ks.gov, or you can visit the department online at insurance.kansas.gov. David S. Mora, 81 of Norton, passed away on April 24th with his wife by his side. The family has chosen cremation with a memorial service to be held at 11 a.m. on Tuesday, June 20th at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Norton. Memorial contributions may be made to the Norton Emmanuel Lutheran Church and sent in care of Plummer Gobber Funeral Home, 215 West Main Street in Norton. Condolences may be left at plummergobber.com. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all of your health care needs.
They're your life goals. Shouldn't your financial advisor take the time to get to know them? I do. I'm Philip Eisenhagen, your Norton Edward Jones Financial Advisor. The most important goals I have are yours. That's why I take the time to understand your needs so I can recommend personalized strategies with your goals in mind. Contact me today, 785-877-3373. That's 877-3373. Making time to take the time. That's how Edward Jones makes sense of investing. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
In today's world, there are so many questions asked on a daily basis concerning your health. What supplements should I be taking? Will this be covered by my insurance? Can I take these medications together? One thing you don't have to question is Moffitt Drug, your hometown pharmacy's commitment to your health. Their friendly and knowledgeable staff are always there to answer any questions you may have concerning your health care needs. Let Moffitt Drug take care of you and provide the personal care service they are known for in our Norton community.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. The GOP White House debt limit deal, if enacted, will have a direct bearing on how much farm bill writers get and how they shape farm policy to meet the growing needs of producers for the next 5 years. Producers fighting input inflation, trade barriers, bad weather, and supply chain issues testified they need better and more responsive farm bill price supports and crop insurance. But the debt limit deal that freezes non-entitlement spending, exempts defense, and boosts SNAP work requirements could make that a tall order, depending on how scarce dollars, including SNAP savings, are rearranged. Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley, who raised the possibility of a no-new-money farm bill at one hearing, told farm reporters just before the debt limit and spending deal.
The overall spending of the farm bill is directly related to what the top line that comes out of these negotiations. If there's agreement for more work requirements, it's going to make it easier for those of us that want work requirements, that it would override a lot of Democrats saying they don't want any work requirements at all.
Among them, House Ag Ranking Democrat David Scott, who cited one study that looked at broader proposals than that fully agreed to in the debt deal that covers able-bodied adults without dependents.
3 million parents and grandparents of school-aged children are at risk of losing their SNAP benefits. That impacts more than 4 million children, another 2 million older adults without children.
The lion's share of the farm bill, just over 80%, goes for SNAP and other nutrition programs, giving more urban Democratic lawmakers an incentive to vote for it, or this year a possible reason to vote against it. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
I think Farman picked me. I didn't pick Farman. I'm not afraid to try something new. It's my farm, my family, and our future. My Channel Seedsman gets that. I get access to innovative products with personalized advice backed by data to maximize my yield potential. With Channel, I know I'll prosper for years to come.
Define your future at channel.com/future. Read and follow pesticide label directions, IRM, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices. Copyright 2022 Bayer Group. All rights reserved.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and
Kansas Agriculture Network Weather.
This is meteorologist Steve Hamilton for the Kansas Agriculture Network. A few more severe thunderstorms possible for western and especially southwestern Kansas today. Rain chances will continue across most of our state for the next few days with that blocking pattern in place in the eastern U.S. A low-pressure trough and dry line will set up around an area of low pressure near the panhandles, and that could spark some severe thunderstorms like we had yesterday. The biggest threats will be large hail and damaging wind, but an isolated quick tornado or two will be possible. Hopefully more rain in the southwest and south central counties where we need it. On the map, upper-level high pressure is set up in the northeastern states, and that's blocking most of the weather systems, which are stacking up in the western two-thirds of the country. The general surface flow is from the south, and a lot of moist air is available in the central plains, along with a little bit of forcing coming from that low-pressure trough to our west. Severe weather is most likely to get started in the early afternoon, some storms moving in from the southwest into favorable conditions in western Kansas. Large hail and damaging wind will be the big issues, but an isolated tornado or two will be possible. Precipitation continues just about statewide for the overnight hours. Showers and thunderstorms again tomorrow morning through the afternoon as warm and humid air continues to flow into our region. Lesser chances of severe weather tomorrow, but scattered showers and thunderstorms look possible through Friday just about statewide. This afternoon in northwestern Kansas will be in the low to mid 80s with mid to upper 50s overnight. Mid to upper 80s north central tonight, we're in the low 60s. Mid 80s northeast and tonight mid 60s. Low 80s in the southwest counties, upper 50s and low 60s for the overnight. Mid to upper 80s south central tonight, we're in the low to mid 60s. Mid 80s southeast and low 60s overnight. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.
Put a frog in a pot of boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in a pot of cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As a metaphor for us and all that we go through as veterans, it's a story that rings true. We learn to endure the heat in silence. We apply what we learn to life, the bills, the job, the family, things we're expected to handle with ease. When life heats up around us, we just try to stay afloat. We let the water boil. Reaching out isn't easy, but you've never been interested in easy. You join because you are not afraid of hard work. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait until the water boils. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the
me. So sing for the years.
Sing for the laughter, sing for the tears.
You know the words. So sing along.
Thanks for listening to KQNK AM and FM.
Come undone.